You are listening to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt. You can call into the program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to info@clarissaburt.com. Now back to In the Limelight.
Yep, you are back in the limelight with yet another super influencer. And whereas Dr. Lee and his wife, Olivia, helped us feel better, we are now going to switch over to looking great. Absolutely drop dead gorgeous, because we've got Valerie Noble with us, and she is a premier, top, elite, doesn't get any better, creme of the creme makeup artist out in Hollywood, and I love everything makeup, and if you know me, you know I do. So I'm thrilled that you're here, Valeria, because we've got a lot of talking to do. Welcome.
Well, thank you for having me.
You're so welcome. Well, listen, I want everybody to go to Valerie Noble, okay, ValerieNoble.com, and take a look at some of the gorgeous work that this lady has done. I mean, this is really Hollywood at its best. This is A-list stuff. It doesn't get any better than what Valerie, how did you get started? I want to know where it all started and how and why.
Oh my gosh. It started quite a long time ago. I've been a hairstylist for a number of years. When I was in high school, they had a program where you could go to beauty school. So, you know, I was doing my doll's hair and stuff. So at 15, I went to beauty school. And by 17, I had my license. So
Where were you then?
I've been, you know, done the franchise thing, training for franchises, the haircutting franchise in particular. And, yeah, just been overall in the hair business for a long time. And then 20 years ago, I decided to come back to L.A., and I opened up a photography rental studio. And photographers could come and rent the space, you know, to do their shoots or videos, whatever. And, you know, I would also participate sometimes and do the hair. But I always thought the makeup was a little too heavy. Yeah. So a friend of mine encouraged me to just start doing makeup. So I sort of taught myself how to do makeup. So I've been doing makeup now about 19 years.
Wow. Yep. Self-taught. I love that. I was self-taught too.
Yeah. Well, nowadays it's so easy even more because you can go online and pretty much, you know, learn anything you want to learn. So
I don't even think that, you know, I don't think even the aliens knew that internet was coming when I was a kid. So,
exactly.
But,
me either.
So there was,
me either.
There was none of that.
Whole,
and, you know,
I'm taking full advantage of it for sure.
Yeah. And there wasn't a lot of makeup in the house either when I was a kid because my mom really, you know, it wasn't her thing. So for me, it was always a little bit of a struggle. But I tell the story that when I was young, I had the Sears catalog, and that's the only thing I had. And it came twice a year, Valerie, and it came in the spring and the summer, and then the other one came in the fall and the winter, and that's all I had.
Guess what? I did the same thing.
That Sears catalog.
That Sears
catalog.
One time a year, wasn't it the jumbo size?
The real big, thick one? Yeah. I think it was because there were more toys in the December issue.
Exactly.
But that's what I had. And so that's where I knew, you know, that's why I looked at, you know, watched the models and how they made up and it's definitely how they pose. So that was kind of my school, if you will. But how is it that you, got to be at the top of your game, and how do you stay at the top of your game? This is an extremely competitive field, and you know that well. You're in Hollywood. You're working with all the top A-listers. And mostly, as I know it, it's word of mouth, the work that you
It is word of mouth, and you have to develop relationships. So I always tell people who are starting out, you know, you always assume that if you go to a school or you got your makeup degree or, you know, when you're getting started, that in a year or two, you'll be able to do the top people. Mm-hmm. And it kind of doesn't work that way. You really do have to prove yourself. Hollywood is kind of a closed community, and it's really small. And you have to build friendships with other makeup artists, because that's how a lot of times you'll get work. And just, you know, build friendships
with as many people as you can. Because it's really about relationships.
It's also about instilling trust, right?
Because
this is an intimate moment. This is you're in their intimate circle, if you will. When you are, you know, you're touching them, you've got to make them feel great. You know, before an artist can get up and be, you know, give their very best, they have to know that they're looking their very best as well. And so and when I would find a makeup artist that was only that makeup artist I would work with, and I venture to bet the same things happened with you. They won't work unless they've got you, right? They're not going to be happy with second best.
I do have a few people that, I only work with for the most part. Mm-hmm. I'm their personal.
So what do you do to stay on?
I have to have a friend or two that's a backup, because you might get to the point where you have two or three jobs and you can't do it all. So you need to have a tag team partner also, so that the job that you can't take, you can bounce it back and forth between a friend.
Right. But they move forward with your template. You've already built the template. Right. They have to do exactly what you've told them to do with the colors and all the rest of it. I'm venturing to guess that's kind of the way it is. Right. Yeah. So this is why, you know, the A-list actress will trust you and your team. It's not easy to do, not easy to get your foot in that door, and really not easy to stay once you're there. I mean, so again, that trust factor is really huge.
What do you do,
Valerie, to keep, you know, to keep things fresh, to keep them new, to keep them, you know, modern, exciting? Do you study? Do you go around to the beauty shows? Do you have time to do any of that? Or is it just your creative awareness? Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm lucky enough to have a magazine, a digital magazine called Regard Mag, and we have been, my photographer friend and I have been doing the magazine for 8 years, and we pretty much feature talent that's on TV. So for the most part, I get a lot of practice doing a lot of photo shoots with a lot of top people. So I kind of can keep in practice because I'm working a lot. I work a lot.
And you're probably, how do you just do 24/7 when it comes to award season?
Award season it's busy, but not that busy, because I pretty much follow one person. And, you know, there might be a couple of extra people, but the one person I've been following has been quite busy. So in terms of all the different award shows, there's a lot. There's a lot, and I've been pretty busy.
That's extraordinary and very exciting, I must say.
So much is online, and I still love to pick up a Vogue magazine or get any of the international magazines. They're still kind of around, and it's fun to see other people's work. And on Instagram, you know, you can look and see what other people are doing. So that gives you inspiration and color ideas and, you know, seeing what people are presenting. It's always nice to sort of add that to your repertoire or figure out what people are doing that you don't want to do too, because there's a lot of makeup being done today that's a little over the top for celebrities. They don't wear the super dramatic look.
Yeah, I mean, I'm watching 14-year-olds go over the top with, you know, highlighting and shadowing and, you know, contouring, and man, but my day, that was makeup, you know, that was like advanced makeup.
I almost think that it's almost for these kids, almost like an outlet, and you can almost look at it as they're playing a character, almost like a cosplay thing. But in real life, like for real events, it doesn't really work. You know, everyday events and everyday life, it doesn't work. But if you're looking at it as, you know, a fun thing to do, you know, you're playing a character, I think it's great.
Well, when you do something like that as well, it's, what is that, an hour at least, you know, to put a face on if you want to do it. I mean, it's time consuming.
You know, depending on how often you practice and do it. Some people can get it down, and they can do it in like 20, 25 minutes. So,
So I'm going to ask you a couple of, and obviously we don't want any names, but, you know, you've got a lot of coverage and press and kudos and, you know, some of the most, you know, amazing people that you are working with. Once you've got somebody prepared, do you follow them to the actual shows, or they're prepared and then they do their own little touch-ups?
That's a great question. I love that question. Yeah. It's funny because sometimes I'll post somebody that I've done, and then my friends will say, "Oh, how was the show?" because they assume that I go to the show with. So most of the red carpet events, you get them ready and then they just go. You know, you don't follow them there.
They have their own little touch. I'm sure you give them some of the touch-up stuff to take.
A little lipstick, a little powder.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
for the most part, all the red carpet, most of the TV award shows, they're doing those. So that means we do them and they just go. Yeah.
Give me again, without any names, and I don't know if you can do this with this question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. You know, okay, first of all, the minute you knew you made it, you were in the big time. What happened?
I still don't feel like that, really.
Oh, silly.
It's funny.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I don't feel like a big time at all. Not at all.
Really?
There's quite a few big time hair and makeup people that I follow on Instagram that to me, they've made it. And I guess I'm sort of in their category, but it kind of doesn't feel like it.
I guarantee you they're watching you too, girlfriend. I just have a feeling. But
Marissa,
with that,
I love you.
No,
I'm telling you.
I know what I'm looking at here. I've
been
in the business a long, long time.
Yeah.
Okay. So, crowning moment, you've probably had a million.
Like,
you just,
you know,
you're just too kind, I guess, is the word. You just don't want to say. How about a real nightmare moment? Like, you know, like that was the worst thing that ever happened to me. Well, I don't know. You showed up late. You know, it was a disaster. I don't want names. I just want to know what the case scenario was.
I can't. I can think of some people that are a little bit difficult because they have their own preconceived ideas about how they want to look. But I haven't really had, because I'm pretty easygoing and I can kind of go with the flow. I've had a lot of experience being behind the chair as a hairstylist. I've had a lot of experience dealing with, you know, energy and different people, and it's pretty easy to deflect,
you know, because
weird
makeup
energy.
Artist really is,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, I don't kind of let people throw me off like that.
You're almost like a psychiatrist component.
You are a psychologist, you know. And I have to say, my years of being in the salon really helped me doing makeup.
Yeah.
Because it gives me the opportunity to sort of be able to read people, and then I know how to, you know, you have to adjust. You have to have an awareness to adjust to someone else's mindset, energy, how they're feeling. And sometimes you're not like the best artist, but people consider you the best artist because you're the easiest to be around.
Right. Gotcha.
You know, you put them at ease. And I have to say, my top celebrity that I follow around now, she's now, and it's been like 14 years now, but she's been telling me like the reason why she likes having me around because I stay calm.
Yes. That's so huge. Gosh, that's so huge. Because, you know, a lot of the times this is like it's live TV, and it can be really kind of nerve wracking, you know, a lot of that stuff, or it's red carpet
and it's hundreds of photographers.
If
you have an artist that's busy, especially nowadays, everybody's trying to be a celebrity, you know, with Instagram, you're trying to whatever, build your brand.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of times that can get in the way. And early on, I kind of thought that I had that thought in my head, but I learned very fast that that's not how you endear yourself. If you want to be doing top talent, you have to put yourself in the background. It can't be about you.
Right.
So that's
well,
why
now there's a concept,
that,
Valerie. As
said,
we go to break, I'm going to remind everybody that it's not always about you. What you do is always about somebody else. It's always about who
exactly.
you're serving. It's always about who your customer is and who your client is. That is a perfect point as we go to break. Everybody, we are in the limelight with Valerie Noble. She is a celebrity hair and makeup artist out in Hollywood, California. Go to her website, ValerieNoble.com, to take a look at some of the amazing work that she has done. And you know what the drill is. Do not go away, because we're going to be right back.
Hear the stories. Be motivated. Be inspired. Join us today. Voice America Influencers.
Want to improve your health, business, and life just by listening to a radio show? Well, we can at least move you in the right direction. Listen for Spotlight, the Allison H. Larson Show. Each week, Allison will speak with amazing guests and find out what's changed their lives and how they are changing the lives of others. From beauty to health to business and personal relationships, we're here to inspire you to live your life of passion. Listen every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Influencers Channel.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
This is the Voice America Influencers Channel. Be inspired.
You are listening to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt. You can call into the program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to info@clarissaburt.com. Now back to In the Limelight.
Yep, everybody, we are back in the limelight with Valerie Noble, an A-list celebrity hair and makeup artist, and she's too humble to tell you herself that she is, so I'm going to do it for her. There you are. Done and said. Done and done, Valerie. Done and done.
I appreciate it. I really appreciate it.
Oh, come on now. So listen, I know that you get asked a lot, and I'm going to ask the same question. The brands of makeup that you like to use.
Well, it's funny. When I first started doing makeup, I was, and I still am, I'm a drugstore junkie. I love a lot of the drugstore brands, the Revlon, the Physician's Formula. You know, they actually have been in business a long time, and they have good research and development, and they have top flight products. So you don't always have to spend, you know, big money to get good products.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm going to just throw, I'm going to shout out to CVS because I love their beauty care assistant. You can go buy it. If you don't like it, you take it back. No questions asked. I've done it many times.
I didn't even know that. That's fantastic.
Oh, heck yeah. Oh, girlfriend, I'm going to hook you up. All right, so here's what you do. You go to CVS.
Oh, my gosh.
And you buy some stuff. Yeah, and they have a whole beauty gig going on over there. And,
And you know,
I've done it many times. And I'll tell you something that CVS probably doesn't want me to do, but, you know, I might be I frequently am traveling. I am always traveling. I might forget something at home. You know, so I'll go and I'll buy it at CVS and I'll use it once or twice and I can take that back. And I know that doesn't sound like a, you know, really cool thing to do, but I spend so much money there every year. Every once in a while, if I need something, I know that CVS would want to help me out, you know. So yeah, they've got a great, and that you accrue points and you get money back. Sometimes the coupon comes out. It's $10 off your next purchase, $20 off your next purchase. Oh, yeah, you're going to want to get with CVS.
Oh,
let me tell you.
Well, it's interesting to have that take back feature in order to check a foundation. Because most other colors, your blush, your lipstick, you know, you can always mix and match. Or if you don't quite like it, give it to a friend. But for foundation,
well, how many times
really
have I said, I go up to the counter, I say it was the wrong, it's just the wrong color.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
it didn't go with my shoes.
Wow, how cool.
Yeah. So skincare, oh, so important because the canvas has got to be, you know, it's got to be nice and clean and squeaky, shiny, clean.
I think the important thing about skincare is, of course, you have to clean your face every night before you go to bed, especially you can't go to bed with makeup on. Mm-hmm. And nowadays they've got all these fabulous makeup wipes that, you know, if you really can't get to the whole full-on scrub, you can use the makeup wipe to remove most of the grime and, you know, dirt from your face. But I would also suggest that people make sure to do a scrub once a week. And then my biggest thing is to wear sunblock on your face every day, rain or shine. Every day, on top of your moisturizer. So you do your moisture or your serums or whatever you need, and then do a block on top of that every day.
Do you like serums?
I do like serums because they soak in and they really don't feel like anything on your skin. And then you can layer your sunblock or whatever on top, and you don't feel like it's greasy or you have anything, you know, doesn't feel too much. The serum technology is amazing.
Your favorite moisturizer? The one you kind of love, your go-to underneath. a foundation.
I have so many, but right now I'm using Murad.
Dr.
Murad. Yeah, the Murad product lines. I just love his. And he has a new one called Gel Moisture, and that is amazing. I use that day and night.
What
because
about
I
primers?
Also sleep with a night cream, too. That's another thing. Wash your face at night and then put a night cream on your face and neck.
Right.
You'll thank me later.
Right. I know. I'm thanking you. I'm thanking you now. And what about primers?
Primers I don't really care for because most of the primers I've come across are made with a silicone and it adds too much slip. And so when you put the foundation, you need way too much powder to set it. Just for me, the primers just, I feel that makeup adheres and has a better shelf life, longevity through the day with just a good moisturizer, a little bit, you know, your sunblock underneath, and then the foundation, and then powder.
And what about primers, eyeshadow
some people
base?
Swear by primers, but they, for me, they don't work very well.
Valerie eyeshadow base?
I've tried that too, and I can't say that I use that regularly. So, again, I just use a nice eyeshadow with a lot of pigment, and then I just powder to set.
Best mascara?
My favorite mascara is MAC. Has a mask, although I do like some drugstore brands too, but MAC has a mascara that's called Flaunt. I'm not sure what the name of it is, but it has a mascara, then it has a dry wand so that you can literally brush the excess off. Yeah, it's two in one. It's fabulous.
I like Physician's Formula with the fibers. I need fibers. You know, my age, I've got such thinning going on, and there's, you know, whatever I've got left is I really have to build upon. So I do like the Physician's Formula a lot there. So, well, my goodness. All right, lipstick, and then we're done. Favorite lipstick? I mean, I don't know. I know that that's a silly question because there's a million different ways you want to wear a lipstick, but one that you love.
There's so many lipsticks, and my favorite lipsticks are the matte. Cream matte lipstick because they give you full coverage, and then pretty much when they go on like a cream, and then when it dries, it pretty much dries. So then you can put a gloss on top, you can put a shimmer on top of that.
Right.
You know,
I'm a Dior fan. I love Dior.
Easier than using a lip liner.
I love Dior.
Set the color. Yeah.
Dior is gorgeous. And then I was always madly in love with Yves Saint Laurent's mascara because they always had those, you know, nine different colors of mascara. They don't do that anymore. And here's one thing I'm a little annoyed with the whole darn beauty industry about. They took away my eyeliner with a brush. I don't like a felt tip. I'm never going to like a felt tip.
I know.
Damn felt tip away from me. Bring me back my brush.
I think Makeup Forever still has the cream eyeliner that you can use with a brush. There's a few brands out there that still have it. You might try NYX. They might have it too.
Right. I've done. Not the same.
You have to search.
Not the same. The best one was Yves Saint Laurent. They don't make it anymore. Valerie, that's how darn quickly this interview goes. You and I could talk makeup forever, I have a feeling. We could be here all day.
Okay.
But I'm going to let you go because I'm sure you've got some beautiful face to go make up and your creative artistry. And I want to just close with your parting makeup. Let's see. What can I have you leave us with? You should never go out of the house without.
I would say mascara, blush, and lipstick.
Mascara, blush, and lipstick. Always put on sunscreen. Always, 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 even without the sun.
Always, always, always sunscreen, even if it's a cloudy day, even if you feel like you're just running to the store, sunscreen always. Always
there
pick
you
up off your makeup at night and moisturize at night.
Right. Well, I'm going to end this call. I've got a few seconds left, Valerie, by saying I'm going to be giving away some tickets to Aesthetic Everything. It's another fabulous show that they do in Phoenix, Arizona, and they're going to be doing it at the beautiful 5-star Phoenician Hotel this year in August. So I'm very good friends with the founder, Vanessa Flores, and she has allowed me to give away some tickets. So I'm going to get everybody excited about that. And in the next show, I'm going to be gifting tickets. Valerie, if you'd like to come, you are my guest as well. And I'll let you know more about that as we go on. Okay, everybody, that's
it. Thank you.
You're very welcome. That's our show, everybody. ValerieNoble.com. Get over there, check out her work. And I hope to be sitting in her makeup chair one of these days very, very soon. Don't forget, everybody,
thanks,
to
Clarissa.
Go out. You're very welcome. You're so welcome. Oh, and don't forget Regard Magazine, everybody. Go take a look at her beautiful work there, regardmag.com. You know, everybody, we're going to be back next week with two more super influencers that either help you look good, feel good, be good, or live a greater good. And with that having been said, bye-bye for now. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for joining your host, Clarissa Burt, for In the Limelight. Be sure to come back for another great show next Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time and 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Influencers Channel. Make this your week.